It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome back, everybody, to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. With me, I have Mr. and Mrs. Bronson. They've been on a show last week. They were on there, and we were talking a little bit about their lives, getting to know Deb, actually, a little bit more. That was the first time that I've ever met her. Very enjoyable, you know, a conversation, fellowship at the station. And today, we were just talking a little bit more about, you know, their life and their how they raised their kids and, you know, the things that they believe in and the things that they invested into their children. And this week, we're going to get a little bit more in depth about their lives. So, Mr. and Mrs. Bronson, we've talked about, you know, you guys raising your kids. You guys are very proud of them. If they get a chance to listen to this, I know that they're gonna feel good to know that their parents are super proud of them. And I hope that they're continuing to do good in their life. What are some of you guys' hobbies? I know that we've talked off the show about some of the things, camping, hunting, fishing, all that good stuff. What do you guys enjoy doing
these days? These days we don't have kids around, so I'm not going
to
sports
time.
Well, I'm not going to sports events. I don't work the concession stands anymore, but I watched other moms when their kids go away, they don't have anything to do, so I just got a group of girlfriends and we do book groups and Bible studies and knitting clubs.
Drink a lot of coffee.
It seems like
there's a new group of coffee gals every day that's on a schedule.
So coffee is full of antioxidants and is very good for a person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just so you know. But now we still...
We have a small Prince William boat that we use. It's a trailerable boat, 25-foot sea dory. We try to get it. This summer we haven't used it. We may not get to use it because we're in a campaign. But, you know, we've got a cabin and some toys. And
we have a motorhome. We like to go camp.
Yeah, we got an ancient motorhome. In fact, we were on our way up here a couple days ago, and the tires are real lots of tread left, but I put them on new about, I don't know, 20 years ago, and we blew one. So I just limped back to Eagle River. We had just gotten out of town and limped back, put on 6 new tires. So I got a really old motorhome with really good tires, but we had to have them to get here. So we're making a bit of a tour. We're here for all the festivities. We're parked over at Pioneer Park here for tonight. We'll be in tomorrow, and we got some events. But yeah, we like the motorhome, and we like, you know, nothing. We have nothing fancy in life, but we simple stuff. Going fishing a little bit. And
he's a pilot, so he has
still
to have a plane.
I still fly a bit, so just got a little airplane, and we're quite happy.
What kind of plane do you have?
I got a PA-12. Yeah, it's had it for many years, nearly 20 years, and slowly fix all the things that are broken on it. And finally, a couple years ago, I got a new engine on it because it was way over time. So,
That's awesome.
And before that, some bears ate it. So it used to be red and white, and now it's blue.
Yeah, we had some damage. A bear kind of damaged it one morning, sitting in the yard of my cabin, and I woke up to the sound of crunching aluminum and tearing fabric,
and
then you get into it to rebuild it, and all the tubes were kind of corroded. You know, it was that whole thing, and so I wound up with almost new airplane. So new fabric, new tubes, everything.
But we know the wing won't fall off. And so since my husband and my son fly it, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, my son grew up flying that plane. So
that's awesome. So yeah. It's a family plane.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's cool. We have a lot of fun and got an old cabin that we go up to a little bit. And so life is fun. Try to hunt as much as we can. Probably not going to get too much in this year. You know, with this campaign issue, campaign kind of sucks everything out of your life. It's like a very needy baby, and you got to keep nurturing it 24/7. So, I think all the candidates are realize this is my third large campaign. I tell people, I said in the last 5 years, since I ran for mayor for the first time, 5 years ago. In the last 5 years, I've campaigned almost 3 years. It's just the way it works. You know, it's almost a 1 year per campaign. This one will be a year. So
that's a lot. It must be pretty exhausting, but we see why. We see why you're involved. We see why you're doing it. And that's why a lot of people are supporting you guys. And this is, you know, ever since we've had Seth and Josh, that's what we've been focusing on, is letting people know, like, whenever they see Bronson and Church on those bulletin boards, when they see them in those, on those yard signs,
yeah,
this is why. It's because you care about the state of Alaska. So that's
right.
That's,
yeah, awesome. I mean, we don't need the job. It's, yeah, not like I'm hungry or anything. I'm very comfortably retired. But I think I have something to offer, you know, service to the state, to my community. I think I've got the experience, more so than anyone in the field. I have no doubt about that. But ideologically, a lot of us on the right, the, what, 15 of us on the right, we're very close ideologically. But then you get into the next part of it was, well, can you do the job? Well, you ask the question, do you have any experience? And so if you look at everyone's resumes, then it's well, who's done the job that's closest? That's, I kind of stand alone in that. You know, Edna's a little bit like that, but the structure of her mayoral job is different statutorily than ours is, and than mine was. I actually ran the city, and in there, because of the status of the city, the municipal manager does. But I'm a big fan of Edna's nonetheless. And then the last question you got to ask always is the third question. You got to get a yes on all three. You know, does the person agree with me? Can the person do the job if they win? And can the person win? And then you look at the polling, and the polling's pretty dang clear. There's two Republicans in the lead. I'm one of them. And then there's a cluster of everyone else. And unless something changes absolutely dramatically in the next week or two, they're not going to be in the top four, you know. And in this race, I want your listeners to understand, under when we got ranked choice voting, which is a real problem, we also got a jungle primary, which is anybody, everybody goes in, and then the top four voters get out. And when you vote on, and that's going to happen on August 18th, and you only vote once. There's no ranked choice voting in the primary in August. That's saved for November 3rd. So it's very simple vote. It's old school. You just go in and you vote for who you want. And then you, and certainly I would appreciate everyone's vote. I really would, left or right. I think I'll be able to govern for everyone. I did at the city in Anchorage. But you only vote for one. And then the top four go up. And I'll be real blunt with your listeners, with you. My first and foremost job in this race is to make sure a Democrat doesn't get this seat. It's different than it was 20 or 30 years ago. Yeah. We could live with those old school, fairly conservative Democrats. I tell people I'm a John F. Kennedy Democrat. And they go, Dave, he was a Democrat. I'm a John F. Kennedy Republican. And they said, well, he was Democrat. I go, I know that's the point. The point is I could agree with all of JFK's policies, all of them. And I can't agree with any of the policies just about of any of these younger, radicalized Democrats. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would I represent them? Certainly make government work for them. But we've got to get back to traditional values, traditional way of doing things. We spoke about education, that we got to get back to that. We got to stop indoctrinating and start teaching again the fundamentals, liberal arts education, teaching our kids not information, but teaching our kids how to think and reason, yes, and solve problems. Yes. We've got a lot we got to do. And I look at the Democrat field. I know the two leaders fairly well, enough to sit and talk with them. A couple of real nice guys, but they're Mamdani type Democrats. You know, the mayor of New York City. They're hardcore leftist. Hardcore leftist. And my job is to make sure both of those guys are not sitting in the governor's mansion on December 7th when a governor's sworn in.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, it's for those who are listening, August 18th is coming up real fast.
Yep.
We gotta stay on top of this. And like Mr. Bronson said, we only get one vote. You know, for those people who don't think that their vote's going to matter, I'm going to tell you this, and we've said this a million times on this show. If you don't vote, it's going to go to something. That vote's going to go somewhere else. You know, by you not voting, you're saying that you don't care about your city. You don't care about your state. You don't care about your neighbor. And the fact that you're not doing anything about it, you don't even care for yourself. It's very important to support what's happening in the state, because right after this, right after the deal is done, there's no going back. There's no going back. No. And so August 18th, guys, lock
it
in.
Well, it's real frustrating. They said, I'm not going to vote because my vote just doesn't count. I'm tired of voting, and we always lose, and my vote doesn't count. There's only one way your vote doesn't count, and that's if you don't vote.
Exactly.
So an apathy on the right, on the political right, my side of the spectrum, is our greatest enemy by far. It's the left isn't the enemy. There's almost twice as many registered Republicans in the state as there are Democrats. There's way more conservatives in the state than there are what we would call radical liberals or leftists, whatever you want to call them. Our trouble is they show up to vote and we don't, and that's why we lose.
Yep.
And, you know, and I'll just tell you, had a great mayor in this. David Prus sits in that chair quite often. I've sat here in this room with him multiple times. And you had a great mayor, and he lost, not because he was a bad guy or because the other candidate was better. He lost because Republicans, conservatives, whatever your registration is, you, I, or R, you didn't show up to vote. And that's why you don't have David Prus sitting in the mayor's office right now. That's a sad thing. So it's really serious business. Just because, you know, you don't pay attention to politics doesn't mean politics won't pay attention to you. And that's a quote from a Greek philosopher from about 400 BC. So this is nothing new. Pay attention to politics. Just like you do your job, your kids, your church, everything else, you got to pay attention. Get activated, get educated, and then get motivated to get out and do some work.
So, Mr. Bronson, so for those who are not voting, who have never voted, how can they vote, or how do they know that they're able to vote? What can they do? Where do they start? Where do they go to vote?
Well, I can let Deb's a long-term electioneer, but I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You'll get mailed a ballot, or you can go to an election place, or you can do an absentee. And I voted absentee many years because I didn't know if I was ever going to be overseas or not with my job.
So in this state, everyone who signs up for a PFD also is signed up to vote. So if you're undeclared, we have a lot of undeclared people. A lot of times it's because they wanted a PFD, and so they are now registered to vote, but they didn't, you know, go somewhere and say, I want to be a Republican or I want to be a Democrat. But there's, I believe, if you just Google, where do I vote? It'll take you to a state website, and then you'll likely put in your address or at least a zip code, and then it'll give you your polling station. For the state elections, you have to go, and there'll be people there on voting day, and you'll have to sign your name, you know, give some sort of ID. This is who I am, and you'll sign the register. They'll hand you a ballot, and then there's going to be state senators and state congressmen.
Ballot measure. When is Yes on Two? Is that
Yes
that?
On Two is November.
November. So that's the big one. Yes on Two, repeal ranked choice voting.
Yes, I want to get rid of ranked choice.
Yes.
And that's in November. Also, there'll be, you know, in November again, you have to go to your polling place, sign the register. They'll give you your ballot. You'll put color in your little circle, and then put it in the voting box.
Very, very simple. Guys, this day is going to come up faster and faster and faster. Every day that passes by, we're going to get closer and closer, guys. Stay alert. Stay focused. This is really important. And before we cut to a break, I just want to remind everybody that when you're not involved, don't be shocked when things don't go your way because you didn't put your voice in. This is huge. You see this, and you can apply this anywhere, in marriage, in relationships with other people, in ministry, in jobs and businesses, in absolutely anything. If you don't put your voice out there, you're not going to be a part of the change. We see that the state of Alaska and the entire the United States and even the world, we need to help. We need to step out there. We need to be the change. And if you're not going to step out there, this is super easy for us to do. Go out there, just vote. And if you're not going to do it, I'm going to let you guys know right now, don't start crying when things don't go your way because you didn't want to put in. Guys, we're going to cut this short break. Don't go anywhere because when we get back, we're going to pick up where we last left off.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Guys, we have Mr. and Mrs. Bronson on the show. We've had them last week. For those who are just now tuning in, we were talking a lot about Mr. and Mrs. Bronson's life, but we also did get a little bit into what's happening in politics. You know, it's very important, just like Mr. Bronson said, that, you know, just because you're not paying attention to politics, it doesn't mean that the world is not still doing its thing, you know? Yeah. And for those who are saying that their vote doesn't count, with that attitude, you know, nothing is going to change, you know, and we see over time that any great idea that's been running this country, that's been running our lives, our belief system, our morals, the less that we get involved, the more and the faster it goes down the tubes. And we have a lot of people right now, a lot of the young generation who are now getting married, if they choose to get married or if they choose to even have any kids, they're so confused, they're uneducated, they're scared, they're full of anxiety, they're confused because of the lack of involvement. People are not being taught, they're not being educated. And on this show, this is what we focus on, is to let people know that, hey, get out from that rock. Get out of your cold, dark room. Stop playing those video games and get out and be a part of, you know, where you live. We talked a lot about being involved in the neighborhood meetings, right? You have road commissioners. You have all these people setting up little meetings around the city and around the neighborhoods so that we can hear what the people want. And at the end of the day, if you're not going to be a part of it, you're not going to be a part of the outcome. And if the outcome is negative, congratulations. Most likely it's because it's people like you who decide, hey, my vote's not going to count. If you think that your vote's not going to count, it's going to go towards something else and you're not going to be happy. That's why it's important, right, guys, is to vote, vote, vote. On this show, we have Mr. and Mrs. Bronson. We've had Mr. Bronson on a number of times.
Dave and Deb. Mr. Bronson, he's 90. And
Mrs.
Bronson's 89 and they live up in northern Wisconsin. So
yeah, Dave and Deb, thanks for the correction. Yeah. Guys, it's important. And, you know, now you guys get to hear from Dave and Deb about who they are, where they come from, why they are into this, why do they care enough to be a part of this, is because they see that this place, the state of Alaska, which was once a beautiful, amazing place to live, it still is, it just needs some cleaning up, and this is the cleanup crew right here.
And I want to, you mentioned something a minute or two ago, and it's the young people, they're losing hope, and I'm just telling you, I want to tell them this, is that there is so much potential, in especially in the state. We're still the United States of America. We still get to choose our leaders. We still have the freedom of speech. We have a lot of good things. And like you said, Jesse, get off your computer games. Get off your iPhones. Your life should be based on relationships, one with God, two with other people, not on technology, not on video games. And get out and just sit and drink coffee with people. Go to a coffee shop. And just talk to people. Get all your young friends, your 20-somethings, your teens, your even your 30s, and just sit and talk these things through and turn your phones off. And I know the temptation, you know, when you're really busy in life, a lot of times you have to stay. I've got a phone open here because I got campaign stuff going on. I get that. But it should be based on relationships and work on that. I am really positive on Alaska. We get a couple things turned around here. We get the gas line done. We get a few roads built and get government working very efficiently again. And I'm just telling you, there is no way but up. And think about what you want to do for a living. My goodness, if you don't know, you're a young man, young woman, go be a heavy equipment operator. You know, AI is not going to replace them. Go be an electrician or a plumber, a tradesman or a tradeswoman, I guess, because AI is not. But it's funny, a few years ago, we had a president that says, well, you West Virginia coal miners, why don't you go be, what did he call them, programmers or coders?
Oh, yeah.
Coders, code right? Writers, yeah, go write code. Guess what? AI is getting rid of all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
But, you know, the people who sweat and work and build things with their hands, AI is not going to replace that, at least certainly not anytime soon. And go out and have a blast, make money, have friends, get married and have kids. And don't worry so much. I just tell people, God's got this under control. He's not going to be surprised. So, but you got to have a little bit of faith, and you got to follow the rule book. You know, they over quite a few years they built this rule book for it. It's called Scripture. It's called the Bible. Just, you know, why don't you read it a bit? Just follow the rule book. It's your owner's manual for you.
Yep.
And we do that, and it sure makes life, gives you a better perspective on life.
Yep. Speaking of the Bible, there's a really good verse that I love. It's in Proverbs. It says that, you know, he who seeks to isolate himself seeks his own destruction. This is so huge, you know, and what society's teaching, what culture sadly is teaching, is that it's okay to be alone. It's okay to just be left to your own thoughts. There's a time and place for that. You know when that's the time is when you wake up earlier before anybody else in your house and you have that cup of coffee and you're just in meditation mode. You're just thinking about how good life is, and the fact that somebody out there is always worse off than you and better off than you. You could have not had that roof over your head. You couldn't have even had the hands to pick up your cup of coffee. That's where I see that it's important to be alone, is to prepare for your day, but not when it's your lifestyle. People are confused. They don't feel like their voice matters, and therefore they feel more comfortable in that comfort zone. And so when we step out of that, I want to encourage everybody, because on this show we get a lot of good feedback, especially from the younger people. Is they feel like they can actually do something. And everything that we're talking about here is when you get involved, even if it's on a smaller scale, you feel something. You feel something good. And that's you not being lazy. That's you having a sense of accomplishment. And, you know, that's what America needs right now, is for people to step out of their comfort zone to do something, whether it's a big thing or a small thing, just whatever you got, just step in and do it. Don't even think about what's going to happen next. When you take that first step, that's what matters the most, is to be that change.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I say, there's also a scripture. I can't remember where it says, but it's good to work with your hands.
Yes.
Because when you work with your hands, let's say you're an electrician and you're wiring a house, you're wiring a warehouse or whatever, you get all done, you pull the last wire, you connect the last, you know, that you're in the panel and you finish the panel, it's all done and you throw the switch and everything works like it's supposed to, or you're a carpenter and you've framed a house or whatever, or you're a heavy equipment operator and you've graded a road the right way so the engineer is happy. You get to look at that for the rest of your life and say, I did that.
Yeah.
And you get that when you work with your hands. And we've always kind of made fun of, oh, my kid's got to grow up and he's got to go to college and get the big degree and do all. You know, right now they're saying, right now a young plumber, if you took two kids, 18 years old, one's a plumber, one's going to go to college and be a lawyer. For most of his career, if not all of it, the plumber's going to make more money.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
certainly yeah. There's the big high-powered lawyers, don't get me wrong. And that's pretty extreme. But the average, you get a plumber who's ambitious as the lawyer person is, and they come in and he builds it up. He becomes a journeyman, and he might buy his business, and he keeps growing. My next-door neighbor, young guy, I think he's only 30, absolutely impressive young guy. And he owns his own plumbing company, and he is just doing fantastic. But he works hard.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine living in life not working. I tried retirement once, or twice, excuse me, and I failed both times. And now I'm trying to fail again because I'm technically, right now I'm retired. But boy, you get two months of retirement, and it's like, yeah, I got to go find something to do. So.
Yeah, I like, there's, speaking of which, when you were talking about working with your hands, get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
There's a town, a building here in town right next to the Chena River, and it's on the side of the building, it says, what the hands do, the heart learns. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much good that comes out from actually physically doing something. You know, it's so important to get out there and to get out of your comfort zone. It's not just for yourself. It's for the community. It's for the people next door to you. It's for your neighbor. And here's one thing that I'm picking up more than ever is, you know, when I was a kid, you get to live life, right? Whatever life your parents are providing you. But when you become an adult, you got to start thinking outside the box. You have to. You know, in order to make it in this life, you have to think outside the box. You got to get a little bit uncomfortable. You got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. But I'm about to be 32 years young. I don't like to use the word old because it's a mindset. But next month I'm about to turn 32, and I'm just now realizing that everything that I do, every single move that I make, everything that comes out of my mouth, all my decisions, I thought it's just like, okay, it's me. I'm doing this. It's all about me. You know, not in a way where I'm, you know, prideful or anything like that. But who's it affecting really? It's affecting my wife, and it's affecting my kids. You know, everything, Dave, everything that you are, I see it because of the community you grew up in. It's it was the mindset of your parents. It was the mindset of the people next to you. It was the mindset of that culture. And that's what built you. And that's what gave you these stories, gave you these accomplishments. Yeah. And that's why it's important on the show. This is what we talk about is, guys, if you feel like you can't find your place in life, it's because you're not doing anything. You don't need to be a billionaire. You don't need to be.
Live for yourself and don't live for your diet. Find your identity in serving other people.
That's
what
I
find. Otherwise, it's just all kind of meaningless, you know.
And it likely is not going to be what you think somebody else is doing because it's not. This is your life. It's not. So you shouldn't necessarily pattern it after someone else.
Exactly.
You get to do your own path.
Yeah.
I love that. I was just reading a quote somebody put up not too long ago, and they were saying that, you know, just because somebody else is doing it, it doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And then right underneath it said, it doesn't need to make sense to other people. It needs to make sense for you. If you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you're coming from. That's a big one, is live with a purpose, live with intent. It's so important. Dave and Deb, thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. It's been awesome.
Great talk.
It has been. And I hope that, and I know because we get good feedback every single week that this show has definitely been a blessing to me first and foremost because I get to hear it first before anybody else. But I know that people who are tuning in, guys, whatever you've learned, whatever you picked up from these last, this week and last week, if you've been touched, if something's stirring in your heart, don't stop. If it's happening right now, do something, act upon it, because you don't know if it's going to last. Thank you so much, guys, for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR, and we will see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.